You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Could you tell us a little bit about the youth seat trial that's taken place at the Devonport Takapuna Local Board?
So the Devonport Takapuna Local Board has been for some time very keen to see the voices of youth and rangatahi amplified in local decision making. So one way we thought we could achieve that is by creating a non-voting additional seat at the local board table. So that's the youth seat that we've created a pilot program for, that any young person in year 12 or 13 or could self-select, or their parents could select them, or a teacher could select them, or a caregiver, and encourage them to apply and join us on a Tuesday at workshop, receive all the material that the local board receives. They would sit at the table with the elected members, ask questions on the items on the agenda, and share their views with us so that we can more fulsomely consider the impacts of our decision-making on young people.
And a lot of young people may feel disenfranchised or disconnected from their local government systems and representatives. How does local government relate to the day-to-day lives of young people?
Our local government has the biggest impact on the lives of young people. The second the person steps out of their home, the footpaths, the cracks, the roads, the buses that they're catching, the events they're attending for free, the library they're studying in, the swimming pools they're swimming in, everything that you see outside of your home, pretty much Auckland Council has a responsibility to deliver or maintain. So I would consider that local government is extremely important to young people. And it's not just the immediate stuff we see, but it's the long-term planning. For instance, we have town centres that are going through urban regeneration to create more job opportunities and more houses. And if we don't get a younger lens on the urban design of those spaces, we are neglecting the future adults and the people who are actually going to inhabit those spaces. So it's really important they are there to give us their views.
And what are the benefits of having youth voices take this form as opposed to other potential mechanisms?
So I guess there's no easy way to have your views really responded to. Often people would give their feedback in online consultation, or there's online consultation that is an avenue for young people, but it's often the last thing that's on their radar. So we tend to get a skew of data towards older folk who have time on their hands or who are more politically aware. I think the fact we get is omitting the younger. So if we have someone at the table, literally at the table, telling us what is important, then we can't ignore that. Equally, you know, we don't have a lot of elected members who are youth. It's very difficult, very expensive exercise. A lot of people who are voting are the older people. They tend to vote someone who represents themselves and their views.
And what feedback have you gotten from young people and rangatahi about this initiative?
So the initiative has been co-designed with Unite, which is our local board youth council. So we've not done it from a top-down approach. We've done it from a bottom-up approach, making sure that it's been created with the lens and the voices and the experiences of our rangatahi that we're trying to target. So that's been really, really helpful, because I think for those of us who are elected members sitting at the board, we don't know what the barriers are for young people to participate in this pilot program. So the feedback from the Youth Council is obviously very favourable. They really enjoyed the iterative process that we went through to land on the sort of guiding documents and the process that the pilot will utilise. We recently met with the Youth Advisory Panel, and everyone seemed pretty excited about that and gave us some ideas on how we can reach people to get them involved. It's only just been finalised, so we haven't gone out there yet seeking. We're starting to do that now, seeking for participation.
And what barriers do you think are the most obtrusive to more inclusivity and involvement for young people in the local democracy space?
So barriers, there's plenty of barriers for young people. As I said before, the fact that it just is not on young people's radar, local government. We're probably more aware of central government issues and policies and politics, but not so aware of what's happening locally or who your elected members are. Elected members typically don't represent young people, so they don't see it as something that's for them. That's a big barrier. Running a campaign to get into local government is an extremely costly undertaking. So that's cuts out a whole bunch of people. There's a whole range of barriers there. You know, I think when you've got 20% of young people voting versus 60, I think our highest voter turnout is in the age group between 76 and 80, and 62% of them vote. You can see who thinks this is for them, and it's not the young people. So loads of barriers, you know, questions around relevance, you know, the fact that young people probably are more nomadic and move around a lot. I certainly had a multitude of flats when I was studying at university and never really considered, you know, the role of council in my day-to-day life.
And what are your biggest hopes for the impact of this initiative as it rolls out?
So my hope is that it's successful, and it might take a little bit of time because it's a process, and like I said, this is a pilot program. We would, you know, hope to give it a go with a number of students and, you know, reflect on how it's going and try and make it an easier program, I guess, or identify any potential further barriers and remove those. But my hope is that other local boards see the success and adopt the program for themselves, and that schools see it as a leadership opportunity for young people who are interested in civics, interested in debate, interested in decision making, interested in politics. This is a real opportunity for some of those students who don't necessarily lend themselves to being in a school council or those leadership things. I'd like this to be seen as a really exciting growth opportunity for young people who will come and see formalities of council. It's quite mind-blowing if you've never sat in a formal council meeting before and seen how people address the chair or the mayor or people debate a topic. It's pretty interesting stuff. So I really do hope that it takes off. But I think the biggest shift in getting young people engaged will be a policy around civics education, which needs to happen in the classroom. So that would be extremely beneficial to young people.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.